Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues discussing the amount of dayanim, amount of judges that are necessary for various halachos. The Mishnah tells us, Smichas zekenim varifas egla bishlosha, divrei Rabbi Shimon. That the smichas zekenim, these two items, and varifas egla require three dayanim, according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bachamisha, he says they require five dayanim. Now, what are smicha zekenim and arifas egla? So, smicha zekenim itself, actually, there are two explanations what smicha zekenim can be referring to. One is in reference to a special carbon called the parhelim davar shel tzibur. That is to say, when Sanhedrin makes a mistake in a psak halacha, in a determination of the law, and most of Klal Yisrael follows that mistake, then the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, has to bring a special karban. And when they bring that special karban, they place their hands, they put their weight in their hands on this animal, even though normally almost every private karban receives smicha from the individual person bringing it, but generally a karban tzibur, one of those brought by the community, does not receive smicha. A placement of the hands. However, smicha zekenim is referring to the parhelim davar shel tzibur, which is an exception in that it does receive smicha. But how many zekenim, how many dayanim actually do the smicha? Three. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Rabbi Yehuda says it is five. Another explanation is it actually refers to the smicha that was handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu to each generation, Rabbi to Talmud, master to student, and that it didn't actually involve physical smicha, placing of the hands literally, in the way that Moshe did to Yeshua, but rather it was a verbal confirmation, calling him Rebbe, and giving him the permission to judge even Dine Kenosis, even penalty laws, and that smicha had to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and he could only receive smicha from somebody who had smicha from before him. We no longer have this smicha, but that also was done with three dayanim, according to this. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be with five. Now, what is arifas egla? Arifas egla is the halach in the Torah that if a corpse is found, and it's not known who killed the person, then what happens is that the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin, goes out and measures which city that has a Beis Din, has its own Beis Din, which city is closest to this Cholol, closest to this corpse, and they are the ones who will have to bring the Egla Arufa, the calf that gets its neck split. That process of Egla Arufa is determined by the measuring that takes place, and how many Dayanim are involved in the measurement would be three according to Rabbi Shimon and five according to Rabbi Yehuda. It comes out, of course, that words Arifa Segla, which is the splitting of the neck of the calf, is not actually what we're referring to, but rather the measurement. But it's the term arifas egla is a general term for the whole process. The Mishnah now refers to two other halachas that have three dayanim: ha-chalitza v'ha-me'unin b'shlosha. Chalitza and miyun are done with three dayanim. What is chalitza? Chalitza is the process that if a man dies without any children, his brother can either be miyabim, can either marry his widow, or if they choose not to, he does the process called chalitza, where she removes his shoe, spits in front of him, and they say words that are prescribed in the Torah. How many dayanim are necessary for that process? Three. Meyun is referring to a kiddushin drabbanan, that even though a father can, from the Torah, biblically, he's allowed to marry off his daughter, and only the father has that right. The mother or her brothers don't biblically have that right, don't from the Torah, but midrabanan, they created a kiddushin drabanan that they can be mekadesh her for her benefit. However, she can refuse that when she gets older, and that process is called miyun, refusal, and that needs to be done in front of three dayanim. The Mishnah continues, netar revoy, which is the fruit of the fourth year of the growth of a fruit tree. Those fruits, which in the first 3 years are forbidden to be eaten, the fourth year has to be brought up to Yerushalayim, or they can be redeemed and the monies can be brought up to Yerushalayim. That redemption is what we're discussing here in the Mishnah. Umayser Sheni, She'ein Dam of Yiduin, or Umayser Sheni, which is the second tithing, which also has to be in Yerushalayim, and can also be redeemed, and the money is going to be brought up to Yerushalayim and be spent there. Those, that redemption also has to be done, Bishlosha has to be done with three Dayanim to make the determination of the value of the items that are being redeemed. Now, Neter Revoy requires three Dayanim, because Neter Revoy is, halacha is that when you redeem it, you are allowed to subtract the expenses. And Meister Sheni, even though normally you don't subtract the expenses, however, when it's Ein Dam of Yiduin, when you can't tell the value, it's not something that has a clear value, let's say fruit that has begun to rot, so it doesn't have a clear value. Things that don't have a clear value require the assessment of three Dayanim. Although we use the term Dayanim, it means just simply people who know and are experts in the value of these things. The next is Hakdeshos Bishlosha. Hektish refers to things that have been consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash for Bet HaKabayis, and that requires three experts to be able to evaluate these items if you want to redeem them for their value and be able to give the value to Hektish. The Mishnah says, Ha'arachin ha'metaltalin b'shlosha. If somebody makes a vow of Arachin, which is a certain value that's set in the Torah, and he needs to give the monies to Hekdesh. Sometimes, if he doesn't have money, all he has is items, and they have to evaluate the value of those items in order for him to give the value of those items to Hekdesh in the place of the monies for the purpose of this netter of Erechin. And that evaluation also has to be done with Shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Echad Mehen, Kohen, he learns out from a pasuk that one of the three actually has to be a Kohen. And Vahakarkos, if a person is going to have his erech promise be paid for with karka, with real estate, then it needs shtisha of a kohen. It needs nine people to assess it plus a kohen, so for a total of 10. So Adam, if a person were to say that he wants to consecrate his own personal value to Hekdesh, he says, "Demei alai, my value is upon me as a netter, or demei ploni alai, so and so's value is upon me." When you're dealing with a human being, and we have to evaluate a human being, his kiyotze b'hen is just like karka, and he also requires nine people plus a kohen in order to do the assessment for the redemption.